Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Firefighters say improperly stored ashes from a wood-burning stove started an early morning house fire in the town of Brussels yesterday. Authorities say a 911 call just before 2 in the morning reported flames on the back porch and spreading to the second floor of a home on Cedar Lane. Fire crews say the homeowner was able to get out safely and rescued several cats that were also in the home. They say the homeowner reported cleaning out their pellet stove the day before and putting the ashes in a plastic container outside on the back porch. Fire officials are reminding people to always use a metal container when disposing of ashes. They recommend dousing the ashes with water and storing them away from any buildings. The Oneida Nation has more than $1 billion impact on the state of Wisconsin, according to a recent study. The independent study was conducted by St. Norbert's College for Business and Economic Analysis. The study shows the tribe is responsible for more than 5,000 jobs and over $300 million in employee compensation in Brown and Outagamie counties. Tribal leaders say the study continues to validate Oneida as an economic driver in the local, as well as regional and state economy. Chairman Tahasi Hill says while he's proud of the tribe's economic contributions, there are still needs to be met within the tribe, including affordable housing, addiction, education, and more. If you've got plans to escape the winter cold for sunnier shores this spring, you'll want to double-check your driver's license to make sure it has a star on it, indicating it's a real ID. The new travel requirements went into effect last weekend. Anyone traveling without a real ID or valid passport will need to pay a $45 fine to be cleared through TSA. To get a real ID, you need to go to the DMV in person to renew your driver's license. Next time you go to throw your dinner scraps into the garbage, you may want to think twice. Nearly 90% of food waste in Wisconsin is going to landfills, and half of that is coming from regular homes. That's according to the latest report on food waste by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The report also includes recommendations for reducing the amount of food filling up landfills. One of those recommendations is expanding our current infrastructure for hauling food waste to someplace other than a landfill. The process involves specialized vehicles to transport food waste and storage containers to separate food from other garbage at composting sites. Currently, the DNR study shows that of Wisconsin's nearly 300 licensed composting sites, just 30% are approved to accept food waste. DNR sustainability workers say the goal is to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030 compared to the 2020 level. It was raining teddy bears at the Rest Center this weekend for the annual Green Bay Gamblers Teddy Bear Toss Night. The long-running tradition turns a midwinter hockey game into a community-wide act of generosity. Fans are encouraged to bring a new stuffed animal to the game. After the Gamblers score their first goal, fans toss all those bears onto the ice. The toys are collected and distributed to kids in pediatric wards at local hospitals and other charities around Northeast Wisconsin. Although the Gamblers lost last Saturday night, thousands of kids throughout the community won. Since the teddy bear toss began nearly three decades ago, more than 25,000 stuffed animals have warmed the hearts of local kids. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. The Packers formally announced that Jonathan Gannon is the team's new defensive coordinator. He's hiring a new staff of assistants to replace those that followed Jeff Hafley to Miami. Brian Gutekunst has been renewed as the general manager. He'll speak to reporters tomorrow in Green Bay. 8 years ago, Gutekunst beat out Elliott Wolf for the Packers GM job. Last night, I spoke to Wolf, who's here at the Super Bowl as the general manager of the New England Patriots.
What's going on with Green Bay? It's been 15 years for Green Bay. What do you say to those fans in Wisconsin?
I mean, I think Brian's doing a great job drafting free agency. He's got the right system in place. He's got a great process, and I think they have a great team.
NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They'll host the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks trying to snap a five-game losing streak. Baseball, the Brewers announced they're leaving the FanDuel TV network and moving the games to the MLB network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 20. Early this afternoon, the temperatures will drop here through the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 3 above for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high of 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.